This is KUT. The 22nd Annual Austin Film Festival gets underway today. This year's lineup includes more than 180 films, 20 of which are getting their world or North American premieres. The film festival and conference is unique because it was initially founded to recognize some of the less talked about people behind films, screenwriters. That's still true after 22 years, but as KUT's Laura Bryce reports, the festival has also evolved a lot in recent years.
One thing that's changed over the years is just how much the film festival is actually now dedicated to television.
Because so many of our writers and honorees are working in TV now, and eventually that may be all there is television.
Austin Film Festival co-founder and executive director Barbara Morgan is joking. Sort of. It's true that the way we watch TV has changed a lot because of things like YouTube and Netflix, and that's one reason why the festival added a new competition category this year, webisodes, basically TV made for the internet.
The ones we received were surprisingly good. You know, I guess in my mind I was expecting them to sort of be everybody and his brother, you know, like we'll make it in my parents' barn and my mom will make the costumes. You know, I thought that was kind of going to be what we were going to be getting. Not at all, actually. There are some really great content. They're thought out. There are people who are looking at how long can I make this idea last? How do I have to develop my story? And we received some really great ones from here in our own backyard.
But the main event is still film. The headliner opening night is Legend.
London in the 1960s. Everyone had a story about the craze. They were twins.
Do you think we look alike?
Reggie was a gangster prince of the East End. Ron Cray was a one-man mob.
Then things lighten up with the festival's centerpiece film, Burning Bodie.
All the cast is coming in. It's people from The Big Bang Theory and a whole lot of faces people will recognize from television. Very funny.
And to cap it off, closing night, a new film that tells one side of the story about the Lance Armstrong cheating scandal. It's called The Program.
He's a man transformed. He's recovered from cancer and turned into bloody Superman.
Why are you so obsessed with this?
Why are you not obsessed with this?
One question film festival organizers sort of hate is whether any themes have emerged from their lineup.
I haven't really noticed an overt trend. No, that's a lie. I have noticed an overt trend. We have a lot of docs.
That's documentaries.
About very dark themes. Forced sterilization of immigrant women. Another one of Dogs and Men, which is about the shooting of dogs by police officers all over the country, people's pets primarily.
But don't let some of the dark topics scare you off. Morgan says it's actually a good year for comedies at the festival. She also doesn't want Austinites to be scared off by the fact that it's a festival with a base downtown. It's true that a lot of the films are shown at places like the Paramount and State Theaters.
But then we also have a couple of venues that have parking, which is my favorite thing as an Austinite, the Long Center and the Bob Bullock. And we have both the Village and the Galaxy Theater, and we've got three screens between those two places. And we're playing a lot of the films that we will play downtown also out there.
Single tickets are sold for screenings as they become available. The Austin Film Festival gets underway today and continues through November 5th. For KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.